Hello, and welcome to the King Group Real Estate Roundtable with your host, Chris Hauser. Our guest today is Ron Willebny, a broker associate and managing director of commercial real estate here at the King Group. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime. Well, Ron, our topic today is comprehensive land use and zoning changes.
Well, Chris, it's an interesting topic indeed. People who are contemplating a move into Lee County for the first time, who may not be familiar with the area, need first to be really mindful of the community into which they're going to move. And by community, I mean, are they moving into an area in unincorporated Lee County, or are they moving into one of the several municipalities, such as Cape Coral, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers Beach, and so on?
All these places have different rules, don't they?
To a degree, they do, yes. They've all got zoning. They've all got planning, they've all got permitting, and most importantly, each of the different jurisdictions has its own long-term comprehensive master plan. And that's really the heart of an element that a new resident here has to pay attention to.
Well, it could affect how close you're going to be to schools, hospitals, or even things that you don't necessarily want near your residence, such as adult entertainment sites.
Yeah, that's interesting, Chris. The phenomenon there is more along the lines of the local ordinances, and yes, that's an important consideration as well. The municipalities all have their own sets of ordinances that govern the distance between a school and certain kinds of retail establishments, where hospitals can or can't go, and so on and so forth. But since your topic today is zoning, it's important to note that each of the separate jurisdictions have their own zoning regulations and they're indeed their own zones. If you're moving into Lee County, for argument's sake, you might want to check with the Lee County Zoning Department to find out what the zoning is in the area where you're going to live. Perhaps it's single-family residential, a question?
I'd like to differentiate between unincorporated Lee County and the rest of it.
Good. At the beginning, there was Lee County, a great big area with a boundary that was quite clearly defined, and everything inside that boundary was simply inside of Lee County. Then came the city of Fort Myers. The city of Fort Myers is an area within the boundary of Lee County that certainly does not incorporate all of Lee County. Notice I use the word incorporate. The city of Fort Myers is incorporated. It is incorporated inside Lee County. And so the city of Fort Myers has home rule. It has its own jurisdiction. It has its own codes and ordinances. It has its own zoning regulations and its own zoning. And it has its own comprehensive master plan, which you and I need to get into.
Tell me about the comprehensive master plan or the future use.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's essentially what it is. The state of Florida mandated that every jurisdiction, that's every government, whether it's a county government or whether it's a jurisdiction within the county, an incorporated area, such as the city of Fort Myers, the city of Cape Coral, Fort Myers Beach, and so on, each of those jurisdictions is required by law to have a comprehensive master plan. And that comprehensive master plan is designed to ensure that as the communities or the county develop, the land use within the community or county is in keeping with, call it smart growth, if you will, which provides for the amenities, the necessities, the transportation, and so on, that are needed by the residents in those communities or indeed in the county.
So could people go to the internet and find this information?
Oh, yes. To a great degree, that's quite true. In the case of unincorporated Lee County, that means not inside Fort Myers, not inside Cape Coral, not inside Bonita, and so forth, there's a website that's operated by the county that has a very clear depiction of the future land use, or the comprehensive master plan, as it's called. And by color coding, you can look at any area in the unincorporated areas of the county, and with a simple color code, or cross-hatching as it is, you can determine what is allowable in the future for the land that has that coded notation.
How hard is it? I hear people with land that want to get things rezoned. How hard is that to get done?
Oh, really good question. Let's talk about that. Let's say that you are interested in purchasing a piece of land in a commercial corridor and you'd like to build a certain kind of business. You'd like to either establish the business in an existing building or you'd like to build a custom building to handle that, whatever that business is. Undoubtedly, you've done your homework. You know that the econometrics are conducive to good business in that location. You know that the demographics are such that the kind of folks who need the kind of services that you plan to provide are located nearby. The traffic counts and all that are very favorable. The first thing, of course, that you'd have to look at is the property zoned for what you want to do. If the property is zoned for what you want to do, then you can just go ahead and apply for a permit to do the building and or to establish the business, and you can go forward and do what you wish. If, on the other hand, you come to discover that the zoning does not permit the kind of thing that you would like to do, then you would want to look at the comprehensive master plan to see what the jurisdiction, county, city, what have you, has in store for that area in the future. And that may not be the same thing as what it's currently zoned for. Therein lies the rub.
Okay, but if you want to get something changed, is it a real battle?
You bet.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a heck of a fight. Let's look, for argument's sake, at a developer who wants to create a small community with mixed use, perhaps with some commercial entities in it, with some single-family homes and maybe some townhomes, coach homes, traditional multifamily houses, and it's, make up a number, 60 acres of land, and it happens to be zoned single-family residential. Well, that developer is not going to be able to build the community that he or she has in mind because the zoning doesn't permit it. However, because there's a 60-acre parcel of land that might be available, that developer has an opportunity to go visit with those in the jurisdiction, the planning department usually, whether it's the county planning department or the city of Cape Coral, city of Fort Myers, and so on. They can visit with the planning department and determine what the comprehensive master plan has in store for that property as we look forward into the future. Let's say, for argument's sake, that something called a planned use development is allowable in accordance with the master plan. That overrides the restriction that the single-family zoning imposed on the property. So the developer could go ahead and look at the regulations for planned use development in the master plan and, within the confines of what's available there, design something that meets the density requirement allocations, that meets what's known as concurrency. We can get into that later if you'd like. But all kinds of different things to go forward with that plan. Suppose, however, that the comprehensive master plan says you can only do single-family homes on one-acre parcels in this area. That's a rural designation on the comprehensive plan. And next to it, there's a parcel that says you're allowed to do upwards of seven dwelling units per acre.
Condos,
mobile homes, MH7 for argument's sake. And those are adjacent parcels. And the master plan says over here you can only have one home per acre, and right next to it you're allowed to have seven homes or dwellings per acre. What in the world would you do? Well, a developer who wanted to build a community on those two parcels would try and combine the parcels, approach the county, the city, whomever, about wanting to do that, saying the overall density here would allow us to put in, let's say, 250 residences between the single-acre large plots and the seven-per-acre small plots. We could actually do 250 homes. How about we combine the two parcels, take the 250-unit density, and do a planned community where we've got single-family homes, curvy streets, nature preserves, biking trails, multifamily over here, public amenities here, clubhouse, maybe a little community shopping center, and so on and so forth.
Everything it takes to build a little community that can exist on its own commercially as well.
Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
Yes.
It is. What's wrong with it?
Well, if it's not in the future land use, they can't do it at all.
Well, and that gets to the question that you asked me. Can they do it at all? Maybe they can, but here's what has to happen. The developer convinces the planning department that this is a good idea. Green space, environmental preservation, lovely way of life, and so on. And the planning department staff looks at that, and they say, that looks pretty nice. Yeah, we like that. And they recommend in favor of it. The next thing that has to happen, care to guess?
They have to take it up the chain of command, if you will.
Exactly. Where's that going to take them?
County courthouse.
Mm-hmm. And who's there? The commission.
Yeah,
the county commission. What we're looking for is to get a staff approval. The staff wants to smile at this and say, oh, this is terrific. This is better than what the comp plan is calling for, because it makes better use of the land, it serves the public better, it's just a good thing. If staff is excited about it and they sign off on it, they're going to offer it up to the county commission with a favorable recommendation. It has to go before a public hearing. Let's say that the public doesn't hate the idea, even though it's a pasture and they'd rather see it stay a pasture forever. That's not going to happen. We all know that. There's not enough public outcry to kill it on the spot. The county commission needs to pass a motion saying, okay, let's go ahead and allow for this development. What do you think happens?
Well, they'd have to send it to Tallahassee, I think, wouldn't they?
You got it. Yeah, because the county commission, in all its power, does not have the authority to make that kind of a decision. The county commission cannot unilaterally change the county's master plan. The city council does not have the authority unilaterally to change the city's approved comprehensive master plan. It has to be reviewed by the Department of Community Affairs at the state capitol in Tallahassee, whereupon a recommendation has to be made, and it's the DCA that has the final say over whether or not that change can be made.
Wow, all the way to Tallahassee.
You bet.
Just you can put a 7-Eleven in the cow pasture somewhere.
And what happens 9 times out of 10 when it makes it to Tallahassee?
It gets denied?
You betcha.
Well.
Because the comprehensive master plan was created with a great deal of thought, a great deal of care, a great deal of planning, if you will. It is a plan. And it was believed at the time that this is the absolute best way in which to allow this area to develop whatever that area is.
People can go look at this future land use plan. Can they do that at LEPA?
Yeah.
It's LEPA.org, isn't it?
Yes. If they have access to the World Wide Web, it's very simply www.leepa.org. We call it LEPA. And LEEPA is Lee, PA, Property Appraiser. So it's the Lee County Property Appraiser's Office that maintains a comprehensive website that has the Lee County comprehensive plan superimposed over the county overlay. So you can pull up an aerial photograph of the entire county, you can zoom in very closely to the area in question, and you can pull up a layer, you can instruct the system to portray the overlay that shows what the land is designated for on the comprehensive master plan. Now, that's for Lee County. That does not hold true, for argument's sake, for the city of Fort Myers. It's not there.
Or outside the county.
Well, outside the county, yeah, there's nothing outside the county on the Lee County site. But within Lee County, all of Lee County is covered, but the great big holes in that coverage are represented by the boundaries of the jurisdictions, the incorporated jurisdictions within the county.
You mentioned concurrency. What's that mean?
Well, again, in a case where a developer wants to build a community, or a developer wants to build an industrial center or an office campus, if you will, what that means is that there's going to be more activity, more people activity in that location. You're going to build a community. There's going to be however many residences, which means there are going to be automobiles coming in and out of that community using the roads. There's going to be population who needs services, water, sewer,
so concurrency, telephone. is making sure the infrastructure is there to support the people or businesses that will be there.
Precisely right. And absent that infrastructure, you're not going to get an approval to go ahead with that kind of a project. Simply not going to happen. We all hear the stories of people who buy a new home or buy a resale home, move in, think they're going to live happily ever after, and 3 weeks or 3 years later, suddenly comes some kind of construction nearby that really doesn't equate with what they wanted in the first place. So the stuff that we talked about really helps people to get a handle on that to prevent that kind of a disaster.
It certainly seemed to save a whole lot of trouble for those that are, well, prepared by looking at the right places.
Yeah, so to summarize, what I would suggest is that that home buyer, after they've selected the area, the location, and perhaps even after they've selected the home, take a look at what does the zoning look like, as or more importantly, what's the comprehensive master plan call for? Is there a corridor for a great big road that's going to be a block away?
Or a waste treatment plant.
Sure. And in favor of waste treatment plants, we need them. We've got to have more. There's no question about that. And with today's technologies, they are no longer what they used to be in terms of
giant block long stench factory.
You can put a wastewater plant up, wastewater treatment plant up today that you would never know was a plant. They've camouflaged them. They've made them, you know, neighborhood friendly. That's another matter. But we're on the same track here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Willebney. Good to have you, and we'll be speaking to you again.
Chris, it's a pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. The talented professionals at the King Group will make buying or selling a home or condominium a good experience. Royalty Rentals, a division of the King Group, is your first choice in property management. Give us a call at 239-332-3080. Again, that's 239-332-3080.